Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The White House is poised to order faith-based grant recipients to accept so-called lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender applicants who want to be hired for these ministries. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber to talk about this. Matt, the Center for Family and Human Rights organization, headquartered in New York and also in Washington, D.C., issued a report written by Austin Roos. And Austin keeps his ear to the ground on a lot of these issues. And he says that a source within the federal government has informed him that the White House is now quietly moving forward with a policy to change that will ultimately require charitable, faith-based humanitarian groups that are accepting or applying for grants from the federal government to accept so-called LGBT applicants in order to qualify for government funding, even those with religious groups that have religious objections to the contrary. This is another one of these assaults on President Obama is waging against the Judeo-Christian morality and also particularly the family.
Yeah, this president has less than 2 years left, and he is ramping up his radical agenda and doing everything through executive fiat because, they cannot get these kinds of radical social engineering policies pushed through Congress, so the president just does it unilaterally. Here, imagine, Christian organizations that adhere to the biblical admonition about sexual morality being only appropriate within the bonds of man-woman marriage, saying here that not just people who are struggling with homosexual temptation and so forth, but we're talking about people who are out and proud homosexuals, kind of in the face of these Christian and other religious organizations saying, you must hire us, here's our application, and by the way, if you happen to mention that homosexual behavior is a sin, wouldn't that create a hostile work environment for these individuals? So this president and his hostility toward religious liberty is on parade once again.
Yeah, last summer, President Obama issued an executive order in 2014 stating that federal procurement and contracts must include the non-discrimination on the basis of lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender. In other words, sexual orientation and gender identity. That you would not be able to be a federal procurement contract recipient unless you put that in your agreement and you implemented it. Now the White House has directed federal agencies to include, quote, sexual orientation and gender identity clauses in all grant recipients, all grant agreements. So if you're applying and now you get approved, you have to agree that you will abide by this particular provision. This is just unilateral, the arbitrary bully pulpit of the president without legal authority. The U.S. Agency for International Development, which is USAID, or USAID as it's referred to sometimes, has agreed to make this change, and now we are learning that there are only weeks from actually implementing this radical change on these religious organizations.
Yeah, Matt, and as Austin Roos points out here, the implication of this change would be devastating to those most in need of charitable organizations and have to end programs in the poorest regions around the globe if they no longer are eligible for government grants. Because the president knows that this puts Christian organizations, at least Christian organizations that are going to abide by what the Bible teaches, this puts them in a catch-22. It puts them in an untenable position where they have to either disobey God and his teachings about sexual immorality or obey Caesar and to maintain their grants. If they obey God, they lose their federal grants, which, it is charitable Christian organizations primarily, let's be honest here, that are helping the poorest around the globe. And so the people who are going to be affected by this, once again, one great step forward for the radical homosexual agenda is one step back for the rest of humanity. And so they talk about human rights. Well, what about the human rights of these poverty-stricken people around the globe who are being aided and helped by these Christian organizations? They don't care about that. All they care about is their radical agenda.
You know, this is like what happened with the military. This is where they use the military as not what it's supposed to be used for, to defend our freedom, to defend our liberty, but instead to use that as a means to force people to accept homosexuality and other aberrant sexual relationships. Now, here we have people that are in need around the world. They're being helped by these religious organizations. These religious organizations are getting funding from private sources. They also get some federal funding from the government to be able to help people around the world in their need of health care, poverty, and other kinds of human needs. And now, instead of being concerned with them, they're saying, in order to continue to receive this funding, you will have to include homosexual members in your religious organizations. Now, these organizations that will be particularly hit are the Catholic organizations. So far, the U.S. Catholic Bishops Conference has rebuked the order, stating that it is unprecedented and extreme and should be opposed. There's others that have been silent so far. They're silent because much of their budget has relied upon, unfortunately, this federal funding. I've always been concerned about, and that's why we never have received and never want to receive federal funding, because you're at the mercy of the purse strings of the government. And some of these organizations have extended themselves so that a good portion of their budget, or even if it's a third of their budget, which is still a good portion of their budget, is dependent upon this federal funding. So on the one hand, they want to be able to continue to do the mission that God has called them to do. On the other hand, they have a conflict with their religious convictions that they should not be hiring someone who's openly homosexual. They should not be hiring a man who wants to present himself as a woman and use the women's restroom. They should not be hiring somebody who's flaunting homosexuality and same-sex relationships in the face of those other individuals who follow their Christian doctrine. But if they object, they're going to lose their funding. Now, certainly I know what I would do in that situation. I would object, and it wouldn't matter if we lose our funding. But this is what this government is doing, is using the federal funding, and this is just one of many ways to force this radical homosexual agenda.
And it's part of the incrementalist approach, Matt. You know, if the Supreme Court comes down at the end of this month and rules that there's somehow a constitutional right to so-called same-sex marriage, groups like Liberty Council, like Liberty University, that have tax exemption, 501c3 nonprofit status, if they can't get you by forcing, by withholding, you know, government grants and so forth, then they'll certainly, the next thing that we can expect to see with same-sex marriage being the so-called law of the land, we can see this Obama administration trying to revoke tax exemption, I would imagine.
I think there's no question about that. Tax exemption, I could see local municipalities revoking property tax exemption. And I think for some, that would make these religious organizations buckle. I can tell you for Liberty Council, we serve a higher God than that, and we're not going to be forced to compromise or go against our Christian convictions because of some force of the government, no matter how or where it ultimately manifests itself. But we are the people. The president is not a king. He's responsible to us. We need to make sure that the members of Congress understand our concern, frankly, our outrage at this issue. You can go to Liberty Council's website, libertycouncil.com, libertycouncil.com, for more information on these and many other issues and how you can be involved. I would encourage you to sign up for the Liberty Council's Grassroots Action email. We also have Liberty Council Action, our 501c4 Grassroots Action email. They are different emails. They focus on different issues. Sign up for both. Go to libertycouncil.com. That's libertycouncil.com. You know, this is not the only time that the Obama administration is using federal funding to force its agenda and using executive orders and literally bypassing Congress. The president is doing this, and Hillary Rodham Clinton, as secretary, was doing this with other nations that also receive federal funding, forcing them that they must liberalize their abortion laws and liberalize their laws with regards to so-called sexual orientation and gender identity, or lose federal funding. This is unprecedented in terms of this president's assault on our Judeo-Christian family values and the family itself. We need to pray for this country, pray for renewal, but you also need to get involved, get educated, and get activated. Go to libertycouncil.com or lc.org. Pray for Liberty Council and support this ministry with your financial contributions.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.